One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Nicolet Island Inn, often hailed as the most haunted hotel in the city. This historic building sits on Nicolet Island in the Mississippi River, a place with a history as old as the city itself. From its early days as a flour mill in the 1800s to its transformation into an inn. The Nicolet Island Inn has been at the center of strange events and eerie encounters. Over the years, guests and staff have reported a staggering number of paranormal occurrences, cold spots, flickering lights, mysterious footsteps, and even shadowy figures wandering the halls. But what's behind it all? Could the tragic past of the island, steeped in Native American history, industrial accidents, and untold secrets, be the key to understanding the hauntings? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Nicolet Island Inn, sitting serenely on Nicolet Island in the heart of the Mississippi River, is a place where history and mystery intertwine. This building, a former flour mill, dates back to the 1800s, but its legacy is anything but simple. The island itself has a rich, complex history, long before the inn came to life. Native American tribes inhabited the area, and as the city of Minneapolis grew, Nicolet Island became a bustling industrial hub, housing some of the area's first milling operations. The story of Nicolet Island as a commercial center began in the early 1800s when the island was transformed into a key part of the milling district that made Minneapolis a major player in the flour industry. The very ground beneath the Nicolet Island Inn has seen its fair share of tragic accidents, with numerous workers losing their lives in the mills or on the river. The mill eventually closed and the building was converted into a hotel, a transformation that would set the stage for the strange events to come. It wasn't long after the inn's opening that guests began reporting unsettling phenomena. Staff members and visitors alike claimed they felt strange, inexplicable occurrences. Cold spots, chilly patches, and otherwise warm rooms became one of the earliest signs that something was amiss. Guests would enter rooms and instantly feel an eerie draft, even on still summer days. The atmosphere in certain areas of the inn seemed to change, growing heavy or oppressive, particularly in the dimly lit hallways or unused rooms. These early reports were brushed off as the quirks of an old building, yet something deeper seemed to be at play. The paranormal stories began to accumulate, drawing attention. As word spread about these eerie experiences, some individuals began to search for rational explanations. Was it the building's age, the shifting foundations of an old mill converted into a hotel, or perhaps the natural elements playing tricks on the mind? Environmental factors such as changes in temperature, the presence of heavy machinery in the past, and even the electromagnetic fields caused by the nearby river could cause odd sensations in the body. In fact, some scientists argue that electromagnetic fields, when fluctuating in a specific way, might trigger feelings of anxiety or even hallucinations, which could explain the sensations of coldness or a sense of being watched. Yet for many, these scientific explanations didn't seem to hold water. Staff members at the inn, who worked long hours in the building, began sharing their own accounts. One employee described how on several occasions they'd be walking through the halls late at night when they felt a sudden coldness. The feeling wasn't just a simple chill. It was as if someone or something was walking right behind them. And when they'd turn around? Nothing but empty space. It was enough to make some question their own sanity. Guests, too, shared their unnerving experiences. A woman reported hearing faint, dragging footsteps in the hallway outside her room in the dead of night. Thinking it was just a late-night guest or staff member, she opened her door only to find the hall completely empty. Another visitor described hearing whispers just beyond the edge of perception, as if people were talking in a language she couldn't quite understand. Yet when she investigated, the inn was as quiet as could be, and she could never quite shake the feeling that something was watching her. The stories grew more elaborate over time, with accounts of flickering lights and sudden, unexplained movements. One recurring experience was the sensation of being gently touched, or sometimes a cold breeze blowing across a person's skin when there was no draft in sight. Could it all be a series of coincidences, or was something more sinister at play? The inn's rich history, its transformation from a busy industrial hub to a quiet, quaint hotel, seemed to suggest that the spirits of the past had somehow found a home within its walls. Yet before jumping to conclusions, it's important to consider environmental and psychological explanations. Was the reported paranormal activity really the result of a haunting, or could it be triggered by the physical and emotional effects of an old building? There's something inherently unsettling about the structure, the architecture of the inn itself, with its high ceilings, long hallways, and large, often darkened spaces, might evoke a sense of unease in anyone walking through. The air can feel thick in these areas, and the oppressive silence might amplify any little noise, creating a sense of tension. Scientists have long debated the role of electromagnetic fields, EMFs, in creating feelings of dread or hallucinations. EMFs can emanate from wiring, electrical systems, and even the river. And there's evidence to suggest that certain frequencies could cause disorientation or unease. Could these factors be influencing the reports of ghostly encounters? For some, the answer lies in the suggestion of the building's dark past. The mind is a powerful thing, and when a person believes they're in a haunted environment, it's easier to rationalize every creak of floorboards or every gust of wind as something supernatural. Yet the reports didn't stop, and it seemed as though the inn had a life of its own, one that was deeply rooted in its history. Stories passed down by guests and staff began to blend with the inn's narrative, painting a picture of an ancient place filled with more than just memories. As time went on, the accounts grew increasingly detailed, with more individuals stepping forward to share their unsettling experiences. But was it the building, the atmosphere, or something else entirely? Something tied to the island's past? The history of Nicolet Island and the inn itself holds many unanswered questions. Could the ghosts of the workers who perished in the mill still linger in the area? Or perhaps it's the presence of those who've died in the river, whose restless spirits might have attached themselves to the land. We may never know the full extent of the inn's history, but one thing is certain. Nicolet Island Inn continues to captivate the imagination of those who visit, drawing them in with its eerie tales of the past and the unexplainable experiences that still haunt its halls today. As the decades passed, the paranormal activity at Nicolet Island Inn only seemed to intensify. What once began as a few strange occurrences, cold spots, flickering lights, and distant footsteps, evolved into more intense and unnerving phenomena. The inn's reputation as one of the most haunted locations in Minneapolis grew, attracting ghost hunters, curious guests, and even skeptics eager to see if the stories were truly based in fact. These later accounts took on a more vivid, unsettling quality, pushing the boundaries between rational explanations and something far more mysterious. One of the most commonly reported occurrences over the years has been the presence of shadowy figures. Guests and staff alike have described seeing dark, indistinct shapes moving through hallways or standing in rooms, often disappearing as soon as they are approached. These figures are typically described as humanoid, but they have no discernible features, which adds to their eerie, almost otherworldly nature. They are not just fleeting glimpses out of the corner of one's eye, but fully realized forms that seem to actively avoid interaction. It's this avoidance that seems to make them all the more unsettling. It's as if these shadows are aware of their observer, yet choose not to engage with them. But perhaps the most disturbing aspect of these sightings is that the shadowy figures are not always seen alone. Many have reported hearing the unmistakable sound of footsteps following them as they walk down the inn's long, narrow corridors. The footsteps, often faint at first, would grow louder and closer, until the person was convinced someone or something was walking right behind them. When they turn around, however, they would find the hall completely empty, leaving them in a state of confusion and fear. These shadow figures seem to walk with purpose, as if on some eternal mission. What are they looking for, and why do they haunt these spaces, seemingly trapped in an endless loop of movement? Poltergeist activity is another theme that has been reported at the Nicolet Island Inn. Over the years, objects have been seen moving without explanation. Guests have come into their rooms to find furniture displaced, books knocked off tables, or personal items shifted from their original places. Some even claim to have heard doors slamming or windows rattling violently, though no one was around to account for the disturbances. In some instances, objects were not just moved but thrown with force, leading some to speculate that the phenomenon might be more than just residual energy left behind by the past. This type of activity, where objects are actively thrown or moved, suggests the involvement of a more powerful, disruptive force. Could the spirits tied to the inn be trying to communicate, or is there something more sinister at play? Interestingly, a group of paranormal investigators once spent several nights at the Nicolet Island Inn, using modern technology to capture evidence of supernatural activity. In one notable investigation, an investigator set up a camera in a room that was reported to have frequent disturbances. The camera recorded a strange shadow moving across the room, seemingly of its own accord, though no one was present to cause it. At the same time, an electronic voice phenomenon, EVP, was captured. A faint, unintelligible whisper that seemed to come from the air itself, leaving the investigator wondering if the spirit world was trying to make contact. The footage was so compelling that it was later shared with other paranormal experts who confirmed the shadow's unnatural, erratic movement. What was it? Was it a figment of the camera's imagination, or was it truly the restless spirit of the inn making its presence known? But not all the experiences are so easily explained by technology or science. For many guests, the sense of being touched by unseen hands is the most chilling of all. There have been numerous reports of individuals feeling a cold touch on their shoulder or being gently nudged as if someone or something was trying to get their attention. In some cases, people have felt the sensation of their hair being tugged or a hand brushing against their face only to turn around and find no one there. One particularly eerie account involved a guest who felt an overwhelming sense of unease as they sat alone in one of the inn's sitting rooms. Suddenly, they felt someone sit down beside them, a gentle pressure on the couch as though an invisible person had taken a seat. But when they looked over, the spot was empty. As unsettling as these individual experiences are, they begin to take on a deeper meaning when considered in the context of the inn's history. Nicolet Island has long been associated with tragedy. Workers who perished in the mills or fell victim to accidents on the river are said to still roam the area, their spirits trapped by the very places they worked and died. The idea of a residual haunting is a popular theory. This is the notion that certain traumatic or highly emotional events can leave an imprint on the environment, much like a recording on tape replaying over and over. The shadowy figures and the cold spots might be remnants of these past lives, forever etched into the very fabric of the building. Yet the intensity of the poltergeist activity, especially the violent moving of objects, suggests there may be a more active presence. Some believe these restless spirits are not just residual energy, but are fully aware of their surroundings and are trying to communicate. In some cases, there are those who argue that the spirits haunting the inn might not be from the past at all, but rather attached to the land itself, Native American tribes inhabited the island long before the arrival of European settlers, and some claim that the land itself holds spiritual significance. Could the spirits of these ancient peoples still be present, watching over the land? Or are they part of the inn's haunting, interacting with those who come to stay? The Nicolet Island Inn has become a place where stories collide, where the past and present merge in ways that continue to baffle and disturb those who dare to visit. As more accounts of paranormal activity surface, the question remains: are the spirits of the past truly haunting the inn, or is it the lingering effects of a building centuries old that is playing tricks on those who enter? After diving into the eerie history of Nicolet Island Inn, one thing becomes abundantly clear. There are no simple answers when it comes to the paranormal. Is this old building truly haunted? Or is it a perfect storm of psychological, environmental, and historical factors that create an atmosphere ripe for ghostly encounters? From shadowy figures and cold spots to poltergeist activity and unsettling physical sensations, the experiences at the Nicolet Island Inn are compelling, to say the least. But as we look at the evidence, we have to ask, are we seeing ghosts, or are we simply reacting to our surroundings in ways we can't fully explain? Take the psychological factors, for example. The human mind is incredibly powerful, capable of turning a flicker of light or a creak in the floorboards into something far more sinister. Cognitive biases, like the tendency to seek out patterns, can trick us into believing we're encountering the supernatural when, in reality, it's just our mind's reaction to an old building's quirks. And let's not forget about electromagnetic fields, those invisible waves that can cause disorientation or unease, especially in a building that's over a century old. They might just be the real culprit behind the strange feelings, guests report. But then again, there's something to be said for the sheer number of people who have experienced these phenomena. Staff and guests alike have consistently reported sightings of shadowy figures, unexplained noises, and even the sensation of being touched by unseen hands. These are not isolated incidents. They're part of a larger, ongoing pattern of reports that can't be easily dismissed. Could it be that something truly paranormal is at work? After all, we can't simply ignore the rich and sometimes tragic history that the inn has witnessed over the years. The accidents, the loss of life on the river, the ancient significance of the land itself, all of these factors add layers of complexity to the haunting claims. Maybe it's not just one thing causing the disturbances. Maybe it's a combination of all of it, the environment, the history, and yes, perhaps even the spirits of those who have long since passed. In the end, Nicolet Island Inn remains a place of mystery. Whether you choose to believe in the supernatural or chalk it up to environmental factors and psychological triggers, the fact remains that the inn has a story to tell, one that's been passed down through generations and will likely continue to captivate visitors for years to come. So, whether you're a skeptic or a believer, the next time you walk down its eerie hallways, just remember, you might not be alone. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.com. SI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.